Hey, what's going on? It's Darius Faroux, and you're listening to a new episode of the Darius Faroux Show. And today I'm going to start a new series. It's called Practicing Stoicism. And the reason I do this is because I love Stoicism, and I also practice it, but I'm not practicing it enough. And this is something that I communicate a lot in my articles and my podcasts and all those things, is that Stoicism is a way of life, and it's not something that you just learn or read once in your life and remember the principles. Well, maybe if you have a photographic memory, you can do that, but if you are like me and most people, you just forget. So to give you an example, one of my favorite books, or it's not really a book, it's more like a collection of meditations. It's called The Manual for Living by Epictetus. And I've read that collection probably like, I don't know, 15 times, maybe even more. I read it quite often. And every time I read it, I still think, whoa, why am I not doing this? Or, you know, Epictetus is talking about some things that he applies to his life or whatever. And I think to myself, well, I'm not doing that. So it's something that you can never, I think, truly master, because as you go through life, you face a lot of challenges and emotions and fear and everything that is part of personal growth. So unless you are static, right, things change in your life as you grow older, take on challenges, and not necessarily more challenges, but if you want to improve yourself, grow as a human being and all those things, things change. And I think we forget the things that we want to apply to our lives and the way that we want to live. So that's why I started this series for you and for me. I hope this is a win-win series, or, you know, collection of episodes, where what I will do is, on every episode, I will read a Stoic quote and then just give my own perspective on it, and also how I apply it, or how I'm not applying it, or how I want to apply it, and all those things. So you can just listen to my thought process, and then also just think for yourself, like, what do you think about it? How do you apply it? Do you agree? Do you disagree? And when you have that type of dialogue, the type of dialogue that I'm having right now with you, even though you're not here in the room, you still try to process these ideas. So one of the reasons that I'm doing this is that I learn by talking. And I don't know if you've read Managing Oneself by Peter Drucker, and he talks about how people learn in different ways. So you can learn by reading, you can learn by writing, but you can also learn by talking. And this is something that a lot of people don't realize, is that if you read about a concept, and if you start talking about it with somebody else, or maybe, you know, like this, what I'm doing right now, when you start talking about it, your ideas become more clear, because you have to present them. You have to communicate them to somebody else in a way that the other person will understand. And that process will help a lot of people understand ideas better. And if you are one of those people, if you like to talk about ideas, I highly encourage you to do it. Talk about it with your friends, family, your partner. Just talk about these things, and even if they don't necessarily want to engage or talk back, if it's a good person and the other person really cares about you, they'll listen, and that's enough. You don't necessarily have to get feedback or anything. Just if you try to communicate your ideas, you'll understand them better. So the first meditation that I want to read out to you is the basic principle of Stoic philosophy. And in a manual for living, it's called Know What You Can Control and What You Can't. So here's the quote. Happiness and freedom begin with a clear understanding of one principle. Some things are within our control and some things are not. It is only after you have faced up to this fundamental rule and learned to distinguish between what you can and can't control that inner tranquility and outer effectiveness become possible. Within our control are our own opinions, aspirations, desires, and the things that repel us. These areas are quite rightly our concern, because they are directly subject to our influence. We always have a choice about the contents and character of our inner lives. Outside our control, however, are such things as what kind of body we have, whether we're born into wealth or strike it rich, how we are regarded by others, and our status in society. We must remember that those things are externals and therefore are not our concern. Trying to control or to change what we can't only results in torment. Okay, so let's talk about this basic idea of Stoic philosophy. This is the core principle that the philosophy is based on. And it's quite easy to understand. It's a simple concept. And I think everybody who starts reading Stoic philosophy can identify with this, because it doesn't require a lot of thinking to see that, you know, there are a lot of things in life that are outside of a control. And for example, when you have anxiety or fear, this is something that can be very beneficial, because instead of fearing the future, something that is outside of your control, you can focus on what is inside your control. And that's basically your actions and your ideas and desires. And I think one of the things that was really beneficial to me is focusing on controlling my desires. So you might desire a lot of things, you know, a fancy car, a big house, objects, right? But a lot of people also desire to change things that they can't change. So I'm specifically talking about when you try to change other people. For example, if you know your partner is a certain way and you want her or him to be a different way, you have a desire that the person is different. So you're trying to change the person, right? And we all know that is not going to happen. You know, we can't perform mind control over people and make them change. Another thing that I also have experienced, and I see a lot of in people, is they try to change their career or the company they work for or the market they are in. So let's say you work at a company who has very different values from you, the chance that you can change the company culture is close to zero, especially if it's a big company, right? Unless you're a CEO. And even if you are the CEO, if you work at a company that exists for, you know, a long time, there's a very small possibility that you can change the values. So again, if that is happening to you, at some point you have to understand that, hey, this is outside my control. And then also, for example, we have markets. There are some markets that are industries that play by a certain set of rules. And I believe I've worked in different industries, and every industry that I've worked in has different rules, unwritten rules. And if you can't accept those things, and if they are not a good fit with your values and the way that you want to conduct yourself, what do you do? So with all these things that I just mentioned, right, try to change people, try to get a car, try to get a house, whatever, earn more money, trying to change your company, try to change the industry, these things are outside of your control. What can you do? You either accept it, right? you change it if you can, or you just leave. You just remove yourself from the situation. If you are with a person who is not a good match with you, like you, I've experienced this as well in the past. You know, if you're in a relationship and you have different values, then you can't, if you can't change the person, or the person doesn't want to change, and you don't want to change, also important, then it's best to say, hey, look, it's not a right fit. It's better that we split. You can do the same with your job, your career, the industry that you work in. If you can't change it, you split. Now, what about if you want to earn more money, buy the house, whatever it is, right? Okay, so one of the things that we have to realize is that those things require time. So that is the thing that we have to realize, is that it is not inside our control how quickly we improve our skills or how quickly we grow our business. It is only to a degree that we can influence those circumstances. So that is also something that we have to realize, that instead of desiring all kinds of things and try to, make them part of our identity, I've learned to take a step back and say, look, I'd love to be wealthy, that's one of my goals. However, it is not something that I rely on. So if it happens, it's great. And if it doesn't happen, or if I lose all my money, I will not be affected by it mentally. So because some things are outside of our control. And I think this principle, it's simple, right? But it goes really deep. And over the years, I've learned to apply it to almost every single area of my life, right? Like what I mentioned about the companies, the career, the industries, your desires, the people who are in your life. There's very few things that are inside of our control. And, after just living, you realize, hey, I'm just wasting my energy on a lot of things. So basically what this principle comes down to for me is energy management. And that might sound weird to some people, like, oh, well, how do you make the connection? Well, to me, if I do something, or if I spend my energy on something that is outside of my control, I see that as a waste. Right, so that's why I say, look, knowing what you can control and what you can't control is energy management, right? These concepts, I clarify them for myself as I write about it, as I think about it, as I talk about it, and I'm like, hey, look, I've been doing these things, but what's the point? Why do I do it? Why is it important? So, well, I do it because I want to have more energy. I don't want to waste my energy on the things that I can't control, right? So I do, for example, put a lot of energy in improving my skills, a lot of time, because I know that is something that's within my control. However, the reward is not inside my control. So I don't focus on the rewards. I focus on the effort, right? So I think that is... Well, to be honest, we don't know for 100% what the Stoic philosophers truly meant, because we can't talk to them, we can't question them. But through the years of analysis and a lot of people writing about the Stoic philosophers, and I also read books from academics who analyze Stoic philosophers and other philosophies and all those things. And I think after a while, you get kind of an understanding of what it means, and more specifically, what it means to you. So that is, I think, the most important thing. What does it mean to you? And then finally, I really challenge you to read Stoic philosophy. If this is something that interests you, if this is something you think, hey, look, I can apply this. I can use these ideas to improve my life. Then do it every day. And it's something that I sometimes forget to do, and I want to do more often, right? Just read a little bit of it every single day and just repeat it. It's okay to repeat the same ideas. And I think that's the way to make those ideas stick. So thanks for listening to the first episode of this new series. On the next episode of Practicing Stoicism, we will talk about seeing things for what they really are. So until next time, take care.